Happy Monday and happy Memorial Day, everybody. We hope that you're having a great day getting out there and grilling and spending some time with friends and family. We're getting ready to sit down with listener Ariel and her sisters to talk about an amazing Walt Disney World vacation. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at The Wisdom of Walt. Put Walt to work for you. Let's hear what David Stern, author of Are You For Real, says about The Wisdom of Walt. Disneyland was Walt Disney's greatest dream. The Wisdom of Walt shows you how he made his dream come true and how you, too, can realize your dreams. Pick up a copy of The Wisdom of Walt on Amazon in hard copy, soft cover, ebook, and audio versions. You can also purchase a personally signed copy at thewisdomofwalt.com. Don't forget, Father's Day is just a couple of weeks away. Swing by Amazon today, pick up your copy, and have it there for your dad. Get him inspired by Walt Disney and the original theme park, Disneyland. Check it out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Today's show is also brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com, who offer a variety of trip planning tools to make your next Disney or Universal vacation awesome. They have crowd calendars that show you how busy each Disney park will be for every day of your trip using a simple 1 to 10 scale. You'll see the best park to visit each and every day. You can ride more by creating a custom step-by-step itinerary to see your family's favorite Disney rides without waiting in long lines. This is what Touring Plans is famous for. You can also save money by seeing this money-saving tips for Disney tickets and where to purchase those tickets. Most families save $20 to $80 with their advice. And you can know more because they have ride descriptions and ratings by age group, candid dining reviews with current menus and prices, and how to get the best rooms at each hotel. Pick up your premium subscription today. Just drop by touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Drums, please.
Welcome to episode 1177 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you and happy Memorial Day here in the United States. Hopefully you're kicking back, listening to some Disney podcasts, having some dogs and burgers and chilling out in the backyard. And hopefully it's bright and sunny wherever you are, and especially where our special guests are today joining us. We're going to head up to the Pacific Northwest, up to Seattle, Washington, and we have a trio of sisters. First of all, we have, you know, you got to like this Disney connection, Ariel. How's it going today?
Good.
I'm glad to have you on the show. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited.
All right. We also have Sylvia. And now there will be a quiz at the end of the show, who's who, because I'm going to be trying to pay attention too. So how's it going, Sylvia? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
All right, and we also have Allie. Thanks for joining us, Allie.
Woo-hoo, what's up?
We need that. I need, like, you guys need to all have, like, your secret signal or something. That would help me a lot. So, anyhow, so we're going to be talking about your trip you took with your family. Ariel, you reached out to me a little bit ago and, you know, told me about how you three got together and planned this trip for your family. So, let's talk about, well, first of all, lay it down. Like, when did you guys go? Where did you stay? Then we'll kind of jump back and talk about the planning of the trip.
Sure, yeah. So first of all, this was our very first time to Disney World. So that kind of triggered all of this planning. We planned about a little over a year. And our stay was from September 9th to 11th. So 16th. Oh, sorry, 9th to the 16th. These girls just corrected me.
Yeah, gotta have that.
And that was 2016.
Nice. Okay, so now, you guys are on the West Coast, so do you guys go to Disneyland? Was this your first Disney experience or just the first time at World?
We are Disneyland veterans. So we grew up in California. We would go to Disneyland all the time growing up as children and then as adults, too. And then we try to go back to Disneyland every couple of years now.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So did that, because, you know, I don't have that perspective. I've never been to Disneyland. I've always gone to World. Did you feel like you were prepared to go to Walt Disney World because you had the Disneyland experience under your belt, or was it literally, you know, not to do an aerial pun here, but a whole new world? Or I guess that would be Aladdin. I guess that'd be Jasmine. But, you know, was it something totally, you know, more than you were expecting when it came to planning a Walt Disney World vacation as opposed to Disneyland?
I think Sylvia would like to talk about that.
Sure. Yeah. Walt Disney World was just a beast of its own. Disneyland still has paper fast passes. So the booking fast passes online, it has tons more restaurants than Disneyland. So even putting those reservations in online was a little daunting and pretty scary. So we did as much research as we could on everything just to get it right.
Okay, so that's kind of where I want to jump in because, you know, Disneyland, again, I've never been there, but I've done a lot of trainings and I have a lot of friends who go all the time. You know, it's more of a place where you don't have to think too much about it. You know, you just go there, you have a good time, you have your dinners. You know, you can plan those, but 60 days in advance, not 180. You know, you got the paper fast passes, the legacy, like you said. So when you guys decided to go to World, you had to do planning. You're forced to really have a successful trip. What kind of resources did you use when it came to, you know, looking at having a great trip that September?
Well, of course, we wrote into your show. I think we wrote in a couple times asking questions about the dining plan. Sylvia went on Reddit a lot and looked through the threads there. There was a lot of planning threads and Facebook groups. I think Allie did a little research on the Mouse for Less, I believe. All of our research is pretty much based around dining plan and ADRs and stuff like that.
So did you find the dining plan to be something that was something you'd recommend? Say you're going again here soon, because the dining plan's a lot different than a Disneyland experience where you're pretty much just going around and eating, you know, kind of out of pocket. They have little character dining things, but, you know, the dining plan's a big deal at World. What did you think of that experience?
I'll answer that. It's me, Sylvia.
With 8 adults, we were able to order any entree and share. We were basically sampling the entire menu, where we could order every single dessert at dinner and just pass the plates around. Where if it were just 2 of us, I don't think the deluxe dining plan would really get much value. We did this dining plan calculator, and we saw that we weren't really saving that much money by doing the deluxe dining plan, but the plus side was all the food we got to try. Where honestly, just our tables were full of food. We were able to try every single appetizer, entree, and dessert at any restaurant because of the amount of adults we had. Yeah.
Being on the dining plan too, you don't have to think about how much anything costs. Yes. Or everything's kind of all included, so you just sit down, order whatever you want pretty much, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's what I like about the dining plan the best. 2 things. I like that it's prepaid because, you know, like it's part of the package. You pay the bill before you go down, usually in about 30 days before you check in and you're set. And it also, like you said, you don't have to worry about the prices on the menu. It very much reminds me of the cruise experience where you just go to dinner and, you know, you get an appetizer, you get an entree, you get a dessert, and you just enjoy yourself. And you're not, you know, trying to think, well, do I want to pay $20 extra for that steak, or do I want to go kind of cheap and, you know, get chicken strips? That doesn't matter. You know, it's what you're looking for. And like you guys said, with 8 adults, that's a huge advantage because you got to really, you know, see what was on the menu and sample a lot of things, because a lot of folks aren't going to get that opportunity. Now, let me ask you this with the large group of adults. Where'd you guys stay? Because that's kind of hard to manage when you get above like 4 or 5 people. How'd that work?
We stayed at Port Orleans Riverside, and we had 3 rooms close together. Well, kind of right next to each other.
Exactly.
And then this is Allie. My room with Ariel's was connecting, so I could open my door and see her getting ready for the day.
Those connecting rooms are really handy. We've done that with friends as well, because Mallory will want to hang out with her friend Emily, or, you know, we've had family members that have gone with us too. And it is kind of a fun way just to, yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of connecting rooms with people, and it's just, you know, the kids can go back and forth and you don't have to worry about it. It almost makes it like a little bit of a suite kind of feel.
Yeah. The way the rooms were split up too was kind of natural. So it was the 3 girls, our 3 boyfriends, our dad, and then my boyfriend's mom. So it was it was me, my boyfriend, his mom, Allie, her boyfriend, our dad, and Sylvia and her boyfriend had a separate room.
Interesting. Yeah, that's cool, though, because Riverside is very much, you know, it's a moderate resort, so it's right there in the middle. What did you guys think of the theme and the amenities at the resort? Because, you know, being from Seattle and California, I could see, like, you know, Riverside might feel homey to somebody from, like, Mississippi or Alabama or Georgia. But what made you pick Riverside?
We weren't quite ready for, what is the highest tier?
Oh, the deluxe resort?
Deluxe. We were not ready to shell out for those deluxe resorts. And what's the cheapest one?
Oh, the value resorts. Yeah. Like Pop and stuff. Yeah.
Values didn't really appeal to us because we just relate values to families with lots of children and just like screaming and pools and things like that. So the moderate called out to us because it was in the middle. And the theme was pretty awesome, and we just wanted to stay on property. I think it was the cheapest of the moderates that we could get.
Mm-hmm. And then we actually were able to upgrade. We did the free dining plan and the upgrade to the royal rooms. So it was really cool to go into our rooms and see the little hints of Disney magic, like the faucet was a little genie lamp, and then they had the trim around the bathroom and stuff. It was really cool.
That's one of our favorite things. You know, we love the royal rooms. Kind of, they have a princess, like Princess and the Frog or Tiana kind of feel to them, but they also have a nod to all the princesses, but they're well done and they fit the theme of Riverside somehow. It just blends in really well, even though I guess Princess and the Frog's set down on the bayou kind of in Louisiana, but you know, it doesn't stick out. It fits in well, which I didn't expect as much. So they're fun. I'm glad you guys liked them.
Yeah. I definitely felt fully immersed in the New Orleans experience at Port Orleans.
Okay, let me have you guys answer a question that I get a lot here on the podcast and for my guests that I book at the Magic for Less when it comes to Riverside. I get the question about transportation to the parks. And be honest with me, what did you think? Because Riverside's a big resort. It's got four stops within the resort, you know, two in the Mansions area, two in Alligator Bayou. Did you guys have any challenges with transportation? Did it work out well? How'd it go?
I think a couple times, I think it was probably in the beginning of our trip, we got a little confused of, is this our stop or is it not? I think one time we accidentally got off at French Quarter and had to get back on the bus.
Immediately back on.
we got off and got right back on because we realized it wasn't our resort. But I think it just takes a couple days of adjustment and then you kind of get the hang of it.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, yeah, if you get off at French Quarter. You know what, though? We're staying at French Quarter here in July. And Riverside's my favorite, but I was trying to be cheap, and I saved $200 by staying at French Quarter. And French Quarter's awesome. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But Riverside's just my favorite. And they're really not that far apart. Did you guys happen to walk over to French Quarter at all? Because they're really, really close. You can be back and forth within 5 minutes.
Well, after a full day of the parks, Riverside to French Quarter feels miles away.
That's a good point.
We're thinking about renting the bicycle to get over there. We really wanted to see their pool, but we never made it.
Yeah. You know, I'm a marathon runner, so it's not too far for me. Because I'm stupid. I'm crazy like that. I run all those times. I'm just, yeah, it's not right. Most people aren't like that. Something's messed up. Okay, so let me ask you this. So one more thing about planning, because that's what everybody likes to know about when it comes to the show. You guys were the experts. You guys kind of laid it down, you three. How did you get the information out to everybody else for what to expect? Because I'm guessing not everybody's at the same level of Disney fandom as you three, right?
Right. So us three were the only ones who really cared what the plan was. Everyone else just kind of was going to go with the flow. So we made some PowerPoint presentations and we had potlucks every so often. And we just laid down like what new information that we were bringing to them, what new plans were set in stone. And they were just there to say, okay, pretty much.
The mouthful of food.
That's what I was going to say. They were there for the food and they just tolerated exactly. The PowerPoint. Yeah, that's, you know, but hey, you can't say you didn't take an attempt to inform them with what was going to happen on their vacation, but they got a good meal out of it.
Yeah, of course. And we would meet up too and kind of have like a study group. Like we would meet up at my house and then we would each look at a map and then kind of figure out where we wanted to go that day. And we planned out pretty much what days and what parks we were going to. So the the first day we decided was our travel day, and we took a red eye. So we took a red eye actually Thursday night and came in Friday morning. And then that same day we went to Epcot. So we kind of hit the ground running, and we pretty much shut down. Like, we were there open to close every day we were at a park.
Man, you guys are tougher than I am. I don't know if I could do that. And you know what? I spoke at a library here in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago about trip planning when it comes to Walt Disney World vacations for folks who've never experienced it. And I think until you've done it once, you really don't have any perspective of how many moving parts there are to a Disney vacation. It's not just pick your hotel and, okay, well, we're going to get there and see what happens. Because you got your dining, you got your fast passes, and you got to kind of think about, you know, if we're doing early morning extra magic hours and then staying out late at another park for the evening extra magic hours, you just can't keep doing that every single day. You know, or maybe you can. I mean, it wears me out after, you know, 3 or 4 days in the summer. So it sounds like it was that the rest of your travel party benefited from your expertise, because hopefully you didn't run them. And did anybody complain that you ran them into the ground on this?
Mm-mm. Nobody complained, but it was kind of just like, read your own body and read your own, like your personal timeline. Like if you're done by 8 p.m., like, you can go back to the hotel. And that was the good thing about having all adults in our group, because, you know, we split up a lot, and some people went back to the rooms, some people stayed in the park, you know, so it worked out pretty well.
Nice. All right. So let's walk through, you know, the days here. You guys took the red eye across the country. Is that as difficult as it sounds for somebody that's trying to go from the West Coast over to Florida? Was it terrible?
Yes.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
I'm different. I can sleep on a plane. So I was like, this is easy. But then I realized other people are not like me Friday morning, when my sisters and my family are just baggy-eyed and just so cranky. They said, I did not sleep at all on the plane. And I said, I got my full night's rest. So everybody's different. The red eye is not recommended.
I'm sure that they hated you for sleeping on the plane. I would have.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So we did the red eye. We took a little snooze at the Riverside Mill Court there.
Nice.
Because we didn't have our rooms yet. So we got there around 11 a.m. That's when the whole group got there. So we did our bag drops. We dropped off our carry-ons because we did the Magic Express. So our checked bags ended up just showing up at our rooms. But we left for Epcot around 1 and just did it up at Epcot. We went to Spaceship Earth. It was cool because everything is fresh eyes.
Yeah,
so
yeah, absolutely.
Doing everything for the first time.
That's what I was going to say. Like, the Magic Kingdom would feel somewhat familiar because it's based on Disneyland. But then you go to Epcot, and that's a whole different kind of experience. And I'm sure that, you know, for you guys going there first, it was like, whoa. And you plus you're on that adrenaline high of, you know, you're there. You know, no matter how tired you are, that first day when you get there, you're just so pumped up.
So pumped. Spaceship Earth is just so iconic. To see it with your own eyes, it was just larger than life. We were just in awe, not tired anymore, just super excited.
So now, did you guys crash hard that night? I mean, you stayed till it closed, I guess, around 9 o'clock. Was it a struggle the next day, or were you still, how'd it go, like, you know, into that night and going into the next day?
Not that I remember. I don't remember being tired at all the next day.
Yeah, not the next day, but I was struggling that first night just on some of the rides we were riding, Living with the Land.
Oh, man.
And I just remember looking at my family and everyone's just like dozing off or sleeping. So that night was hard to get through. But the next day, I don't remember being that tired. I was just really excited to start day 2.
Oh, man. I can't imagine if I had flown across the country, then do Living with the Land, because on a good day, that scene where the water's coming down, like the waterfall, that's like one of those white noise machines. I'm out like a light. You know? And it could be 10 o'clock in the morning, and I just got up 3 hours ago. It's bad. I can't imagine. I could see a boat full of your whole party there just snoozing away.
Totally.
And I love that ride. I love that thing. All right, so let's go to day 2. What'd you guys do, you know, for your first full day there when you wake up?
So first full day there, we did a Disneyland technique where we avoided the parks Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, we planned to go to Blizzard Beach and do the Spirit of Aloha.
Nice. I love the spirit of Aloha. So let's talk Blizzard Beach real quick, because we don't get into that much. And today's the first, well, it's the unofficial start of summer, of course, here in the United States. So let's talk water parks. What'd you guys think?
Blizzard Beach was awesome. It was a really good time. The theme was awesome. They played tropical Christmas music throughout. So it was kind of like you were on a Christmas vacation in Hawaii or something. Our favorite was that family raft ride. I can't remember what it's called, but it's just this huge raft and everybody fits on it. And you're just kind of like cruising down this raft or river. Yeah. It was really cool.
I think that one's Team Boat Springs, I think, from back in the day. Haven't done it in forever. So. Yeah, we did it with our family and a whole bunch of like high school kids from Jamaica one time. It was nuts. It was awesome. Yeah, I love that. So did anybody, I got to ask you, did anybody do Summit Plummet while you were at Blizzard Beach? Anybody?
We had two daredevils in our group. The rest of us are kind of a little bit weenies about big roller coasters and stuff. So the two boys did Summit Plummet, and they thought it was a lot of fun, but got some water up their nose for sure.
You get water everywhere in that thing. That water hits you, and it's like getting hit with bricks. It's crazy, but it's definitely something to say you did. So you guys use that kind of local strategy from Disneyland to stay out Saturday and Sunday, which is kind of different at Walt Disney World because there's so many people on site anyway on vacation. But it probably worked out for you guys, and you guys went to the luau that night. So one of my favorite things, I know a lot of people in the Disney community, you know, make fun of the luau. They say it's kind of like going back to the Brady Bunch in the 70s, you know, kind of Hawaii episode. But I like it, and I like the food. So what did you guys think?
It was awesome. The story was cheesy. Well, it was a little bit like, come on. But the show itself with the dancing and the food was super fun.
Yeah, the food was so good. What was it?
The bottomless drinks. Yes. That was my favorite.
And yeah, the alcohol is included.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I can't remember what I had. I had a couple. But it was, it was nice. It was, and they have that ribs and rice, and they had a good dessert. Yeah, that's all, you know, little, they got the guy twirling the fire, some dancing girls, hula girls. You know, it's got some good music, good food, good drink, and we were there with a lot of friends. So you really can't go wrong. It's kind of expensive, but you guys were on the free dining plan, so good use there.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I really liked how they brought us on stage for a couple of things. We learned some kind of dance and also had like a slow dance. So it was just really a fun family night.
All right. So what'd you do the next day?
Next day, this was our mini golf day, and we also had an ADR to California Grill for dinner.
Wow. That's a fun day. So let's just hop over to California Grill. So man, one of the most, iconic restaurants anywhere at Walt Disney World, right there on the top of the Contemporary Resort, signature dining. What'd you think?
We had an ADR for about 7 p.m. and we really wanted to see the fireworks. So days leading up to our trip, we were just checking and checking to see if anyone had canceled. When we got to mini golf, we had done the water taxi, like two buses. It was just a long travel time to get to mini golf. When we got there, we realized that we had to get back to our room in order to make it to California Grill on time and be able to change and all that. So at mini golf, we checked on My Disney Experience to see if we could bump our reservation to the same time as fireworks. And this glorious window was open and we got that ADR to California Grill during fireworks. Yeah. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm. And it was the Hollow Wishes because it was the Halloween party at the time.
That is a pro tip right there, because that way you get to see those really cool fireworks, but you don't have to pay the really high price to go to the party.
Mm-hmm. True.
Good tips. Did you guys like those fireworks? They're some of my favorites.
I don't want to break your heart, but we really love Disneyland better.
Ah, see, well, that's okay. It's your home park. I get it. Yeah. You know, I like loyalty. That's a good thing.
Okay.
We also, earlier that day, we had an ADR to Sanaa, and that was awesome. The bread service is to die for.
Oh, you're killing me right now. That's one of my favorite things anywhere at Walt Disney World. And before I had it, you know, people would talk about it. I'd hear Matt Hochberg on WDW Today back in the day talking about it, you know, Scopa and everybody saying, got to get this bread service. And I'm thinking, bread? You know, like, there's so many good things to eat at Walt Disney World, and you're talking about bread and dips. I'm telling you, they were right. You're exactly right. I could just give me that, you know, a couple of those with my family and I'm set. I don't need anything else.
Yeah. And we also had there was a mango lassi drink that was pretty good.
Nice. Good stuff.
It's like a mango smoothie. So it really helped with the hot air outside and you just cool off with a mango lassi and some bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got Animal Kingdom Lodge, I should say, is just a destination in itself. What did you guys think when you went over to the lodge? Because that's such a themed resort compared to anything at Disneyland.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I think if I were to stay at a deluxe, I would probably go for Animal Kingdom Lodge.
That's a good tip because, you know, it actually comes in at one of the least expensive deluxe resorts, too.
Then Kidani Village has that outdoor area where you can view all of the animals and they have the rocking chairs and benches and stuff out there. So we made sure to stop out there and take some videos and pictures of the giraffes and all the other animals.
Good stuff. You guys are really doing, you know, Walt Disney World Vacation the right way, you know, in my way of thinking, because you're kind of getting everything. You're getting some signature dining. You're going and seeing a dinner show. You're doing stuff like mini golf, the water parks, because I think so many people that go down there, especially for the first time, you know, you think the four major theme parks and you have tunnel vision towards that mostly. You know, you eat in the theme parks, you go to the four theme parks, and that's basically it, and you go back to your resort. But you guys are hitting those things that are kind of on the, you know, the second tier. But, you know, playing mini golf and relaxing with my family and going to a water park or visiting Disney Springs, those are the things where I can slow down. I'm not standing in lines all day. And I had a great time. Now, was that something you intentionally did, or was it just something like, well, we have these vouchers, we're going to play mini golf, or, you know, how did you go about, because you have a really good plan. This is a well-rounded Walt Disney World Vacation.
Thank you. I really like that you approve of that.
I do, because, I mean, I think so many people miss these fun opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, we did have the water parks fun and more. And we decided, well, I think we got that for free or really cheap.
Yeah, it was part of the free dining plan. We originally didn't have the water parks and more, but with the free dining plan, it was we had to have that ticket
attached.
Yeah, so we just upgraded that Disney math. Somehow it was cheaper.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, spend a little more to make it cheaper. That's how Disney works. That's how they get you. Now, did you guys visit Disney Springs, Downtown Disney? Because it was a mess when you guys were there. It was like in the heart of construction.
It didn't seem that way. It was beautiful.
Really? Yeah, I guess in 2016, it was coming out of it. But it's a lot nicer. There's a lot more there today than there was, you know, 18 months ago.
Yeah, they were still working on that riverboat restaurant when we were there. And I think that was the only major thing that was happening.
Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe time's going too fast for me. Yes, I thought it was all, you know, maybe it was 2015. Who knows? It's really nice now, though. So what did you guys enjoy about, because you have a Downtown Disney district at Disneyland, which is kind of similar. It's like a shopping area with some dining. So what'd you think of Disney Springs?
Disney Springs was really cool. A lot more shopping to be done.
It was like Downtown Disney on drugs. It was huge. Or on steroids. There we go.
As I said, I don't think Disney's going to put that as a tagline anytime soon.
I actually really enjoyed going to Uniqlo and getting my Disney-themed clothing there because it was pretty cheap. So it was like, if you're looking for a souvenir that doesn't necessarily say Disney World on it and just has characters and stuff, Uniqlo is a really good option.
I'm so glad you said that because that's like my favorite store. I went down there for the media event when they opened up Disney Springs and, you know, they were taking us around to all the stores and then we did a scavenger hunt where you had to go in all the stores and talk to the workers and you got a little free prize if you did like challenges and stuff. It was like a little game. But Uniqlo, I had no idea what that was. And I went in there. I was like, this place looks like somewhere you go on The Amazing Race. But what I noticed was the prices for Disney merchandise, that was really unique looking Disney merchandise. It reminded me of like an Old Navy type store as far as pricing here in the Midwest. So, you know, I can go for that. I don't go for $60 t-shirts. I could go for like 2 for $20. You know, that's what they had.
Exactly. And we actually have a Uniqlo store here in Seattle, but the one at Disney Springs I noticed was really focused on their Disney like collaboration stuff. So the one in Seattle, it has some Disney things, but not as much. So it was cool to like go in there and really have like a concentrated selection. And they also had patches. I got a few patches. So if I just want to stick a Mickey Mouse patch on my T-shirt or jacket, I can do that.
Good idea. I didn't even know that was a thing. That's awesome. That's cool. Well, we have about 10 minutes left and we have about, 10 hours of stuff I really want to talk about. So let me just throw this out there. So it's been, almost 2 years or, a little over a year since your vacation. What are some of the things that stand out now that you're looking back at it? First Walt Disney World vacation, such a special thing. Speak to some of those, times in the parks or other meals that you might have had together. What really stands out as we kind of, put a wraps on this trip?
Good question.
I'll tell you that at Disneyland, because it's a community where everyone that's waiting for Fantasmic will share snacks or come sit on my blanket. It's very kind and everyone's just super nice to each other there. So Disney magic is everywhere at Disneyland with the paper fast passes. You just see these people have this look in their eye and they're giving them away because they can't make it. And you just walk up to them and they'll give you their fast passes. You just know that look. So I got sick on this trip. I got some kind of stomach bug and I missed a few of our ADRs. So the day before our last day, I had about 9 meal credits left.
Oh man.
Overwhelming and just, I came with an overweight suitcase. There was no way I was going to buy 9 meals worth of snacks. So we were at Skipper's Canteen and I just thought it would be nice if I could buy someone some dinners with my points. So we had asked our server and our server asked his manager and the manager just said, as long as it's okay with the receiver, the family. And he said, the table next door to you has four adult dinners if you would like to pay for those. And I said, yeah, that's great. I would love to do that. So I paid for that family's food with my points. And it made me happy to see them just out of nowhere be like, who wants dessert? Like it comes with our meal now. They were so like,
That's awesome. I love that. It's kind of one of those things where you took a negative situation and really turned it into something that was not only positive for you, but I mean, I'm sure it made the day for that family. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing that stuck out to me was how like going on Pirates or Haunted Mansion, even the Tiki Room, rides that are at Disneyland as well as Disney World, and just seeing how similar but so different they are. Like they are really different. So if you're also a person who goes to Disneyland a lot and you go to Disney World, it's still worth going to those rides.
Now, were you disappointed in Pirates though? Because every person tells me, oh, Pirates is so awesome at Disneyland. That's one of those things. I mean, is it, you want to do them both, but were you like, yeah, where's the rest of the attraction?
Kind of. I mean, yeah, it was over pretty quick.
Not as much detail. You're missing out. You need to go to that Pirates at Disneyland.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. My family's telling me we're getting out there. I promise you. I've taken care of step one. I'm just, not teaching anymore. So I'll have more opportunities. So I can't wait for that. Now, let me ask you one other thing. So all three of you looking, now that you've been there, done that, there's so much to do at Walt Disney World. I'm sure you're planning on going back. But what was your favorite experience, whether it was a restaurant, like a meal at a restaurant or an attraction? What was the if you had to narrow it down to one favorite thing? Let's start with Allie. Allie, what was your one favorite thing from the trip?
My one favorite thing from the trip was experiencing the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. Nice. And also experiencing a Florida thunderstorm at the same time. It was just too perfect. Like the thunder and lightning and the Halloween party, like lighting and music. It was just awesome. And the ground flooded really quickly. And we were trying to get on the people mover and there was just this ankle deep puddle to get on the ride. And we were like, well, I guess we're walking through this puddle. So our feet were just totally soaked after that. And that was just so much fun.
Man, I want to travel with you guys because you take every negative situation and turn it into a positive. Because I know a lot of people on their Disney vacations get grumpy and you guys sound like you're the opposite.
That's true.
And that's how you got to be, though. You know what? You get some rain dancing it. You know, have a good time. Make the most of it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what about you, Sylvia? What was your favorite memory looking back?
I think my favorite memory, well, it wasn't really funny, but we had to make it to, was it California Grill?
It was California Grill.
We had to get from Port Orleans to California Grill. So we took the bus to Magic Kingdom and we wanted to take the monorail to the Contemporary. Is that right? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The Poly. No.
Oh,
for California Grill. So we get to like that lake area in front of the monorail and everyone's taking pictures because we asked everyone to dress up for the luau, like in their florals and Hawaiian shirts, and everyone's taking pictures. And I'm just thinking, we need to make it to this reservation. Can we cut these pictures? Come on, guys. And I said, Ariel, can you please check on your phone how often these monorails run? And she said, every 30 minutes. And there was one in the station. So I said, guys, every 30 minutes, if we miss this one, we're going to be late to our reservation. So I'm scooting everyone up to the line where I fall back just to make sure everyone is on the monorail. So I have some back problems, and I saw that some of the cabins were getting full and only standing was an option. So I started getting picky and looking in each cabin for a seat. And as I'm doing that, the doors just close on me. So everyone is on the monorail except me.
Oh, no.
And they're watching me from the inside, and they're like, oh, Sylvia is not on the monorail. So I'm freaking out, thinking that the next monorail that will come is in 30 minutes. And thinking that they won't be able to get the table if I'm not there, if their party's not together. So I have a little panic attack and I just text my sisters, I guess I'll update you on when the next monorail comes. And very quickly, less than 10 minutes, the next monorail comes and I actually got a cabin all to myself. So I just took these lonely selfies of me on laying on the benches, and my boyfriend was very concerned. He thought, of course, I was going to be 30 minutes late on this 30-minute monorail ride.
Oh, my gosh. So
it was scary, but it's funny now.
I think you were just freaking out the listeners who are not familiar with the monorail system, thinking that they only come every 30 minutes. No, they come pretty frequently.
They came pretty frequently. Yeah. There was one right after that, so she was only about 5 minutes behind.
Yeah. See,
a good sister would have gone and laid on the monorail beam, you know, so that nobody could move until they opened the doors. You know, I thought that's where this story was headed.
Yeah. Oh, we thought it was funny.
Yeah, that is funny. I mean, it's tragic in a way, but it's funny because it's funny if you're the one on the inside of the monorail, but it's not so funny when you're outside the doors. That's not good. All right. Well, Ariel, wrap us up. What was your favorite memory from the trip? I don't know if you can top that one.
It's Allie here.
No, sorry.
Let's see. My favorite part of the trip was... This is going to sound super cheesy, but honestly, my favorite part of the trip was just having all of us be together and like just sharing the trip all together. We were all experiencing it for the very first time. So it was cool. Like just, we were all kids again. We're all, oh, look at that. Look at that. We did, we caught a few of the parades and I was the loudest. But every time a character I liked would walk by, I would go, oh, Mickey, hi, Mickey. I would wave, and it was a lot of fun. So I just really just the whole trip, there's really no one thing that stands out to me that I'm like, that's my favorite. It was really just having that experience with my family.
And that's what it's all about. And man, it just sounds like you had a great time. And I really appreciate you three sitting down with me. I know it's kind of early out on the West Coast and you carved this time out for us. So thanks a lot for kicking off our Memorial Day. We're starting summer the right way, talking about a fun first Walt Disney World vacation. Let me know when you guys get back because we'll sit down and talk and see if that monorail system works out better for you the second time around.
I'll keep you updated.
All right. Thanks a lot, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. So you want to stay out of lines and see the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal Vacation. And they're the folks, they're the experts. They've been doing this the longest because they're the best. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. And don't forget, Father's Day is just around the corner now. And if you want to get Dad a great gift and a very thoughtful gift, pick him up a copy of The Wisdom of Walt. Just drop by Amazon. You can pick up a soft copy, a soft cover, a hard cover. You can even get the ebook and the audio version. Perfect for podcast listeners. And if you have a Disney dad that is into, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, just Walt Disney himself, this is a thoughtful gift, and it's going to be something he can enjoy reading over the summer. It's great for everybody, but especially for dads. So check out all the details over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Don't forget to give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. And we've got a great Facebook group at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. And again, we appreciate it each and every time you shop with our Amazon affiliate link. Before you go buying anything on Amazon this week, please do go by our link. It's simply beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Pick up all your supplies for summer 2017. You know, you need some flip-flops, some swimming trunks, some, sunblock, whatever you're going to buy, a nice hat. Drop by Amazon. Again, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. The show gets some support, and it costs you exactly the same. You get your Prime benefits and everything else. All right, we're going to let you get out of here, and hopefully you're having a great kickoff to summer 2017. We'll be back again on Wednesday with your listener questions. You can send those in to mike@beourguestpodcast.com. All right, so for Sylvia, Allie, and Ariel, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Happy Memorial Day, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.